It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Tony Award-winning actor Alan Cumming loves the musical Cabaret. He starred in a performance in London's West End, and he's played the smarmy MC twice on Broadway. You may know Cumming best from his work in the movie Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. He was also host of PBS's Masterpiece Mystery, or he played a political schemer on The Good Wife from CBS. He's on tour now, not with the musical Cabaret, but with an actual cabaret. It's called Alan Cumming Sings Sappy Songs, and tonight he's in Atlanta at Symphony Hall. My colleague Adam Ragusea spoke to Alan Cumming ahead of his performance and started off by asking how he defines a sappy song.
Sappy to me is something that means full of sentiment, full of emotion, and that is kind of what I was trying to signal to the audience was that, you know, these songs I'm singing are quite intense, they're emotional, you're going to be a tear will come to the eye, but at the same time, there's humor as well. I realize that in America, your definition of sappy is a little more derisory than mine. I think sappy is much more of an affectionate term for me.
Well, let's go ahead and listen to a little bit. You perform the song Why by Annie Lennox as part of the show. Let's take a quick listen.
How many times do I have to try to tell you that I'm sorry for the things I've done? Ooh. But when I start to try to tell you, that's when you have to tell me, hey, this kind of trouble's only just begun.
Now, Alan, it strikes me that your reading of that song is very, very sincere. And I'm so used to you playing smarmy characters, I'm not used to seeing you that sincere. Is this a new note for you, or is this something that comes quite naturally?
I think even if you're playing smarmy, you have to do it with great sincerity. I feel like sincerity is really important to me. And of course, with this show, I am just being me. I'm not playing a character. So I'm doing it with the same level of commitment to being authentic to who the character is, and this time the character is me.
How did you choose the songs?
It was a combination of things. You know, some were songs I'd really always wanted to sing. Some were ones that I felt when I decided what I wanted to talk about. I mean, there's stories, a lot of stories in the show I tell as well. So, I mean, it's really like an old-fashioned cabaret. I tell stories and I sing a song that kind of, you know, reflects that story. And so some of them were because of I wanted something that, like, I talk about my father and the book I wrote about him, and then I sing a song by Rufus Wainwright that he wrote about his father. So
put up your fists and I'll put up mine. No running away from the scene of the crime. God's chosen a place somewhere near the end of the world, somewhere near the end of our lives. So till then, oh daddy, don't be surprised if I want to see the tears in your eyes. Then I know it had to be.
I probably, you know, chose that song because of the story. But sometimes there's songs that I like, Why, that song we just heard, Annie Lennox song. I've always loved that song, and I've always thought that it's a song that I wanted to, you know, I felt I could act and I could bring something to that. Maybe people, I think, you know, songs are really fascinating, that depending on the production of them or the style that they're performed in, they can kind of talk to you in such a lot of different ways. And all the songs I do in my show, there's a lot of contemporary ones, are songs that, you know, many of them people are familiar with, but I hope that I kind of sing them in a new light.
There's a number you do that is a mashup of not only two but three songs: Adele, Lady Gaga, and Katy Perry songs, all in one song. The resulting new song is called "Someone Like the Edge of Firework." Let's listen to a little bit of that.
I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember what you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, and sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, and sometimes it hurts instead. And I'm on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment of truth. Out on the edge of glory, and I'm hanging on a moment with you. I'm on the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge, the edge.
Alan Cumming, brilliantly done. Where did that come from?
You know, all those songs kind of came out around about the same time or in the same year. And I was once in a club. I kept hearing them and I kept thinking, oh, is that that song? And I go, oh, no, it's the other one. And then, like, I was in a club and they kind of came on almost simultaneously. And I remember just thinking, they're all the same. They're all just the same. So I kind of, and I make a point, actually, of saying, you know, that it is a judgment, but it's sort of like something that happens in popular culture, because I think we've, you know, we've kind of reached the end of the road in terms of popular music. There's only so many chord structures, and I love playing with the audience's sort of perceptions in that way.
Yeah. That said, when you're going to do Adele, Lady Gaga, and Katy Perry in the same place, that must be intimidating in some respect. I mean, I despite what you say, I think you're a very fine singer, but Adele, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, that's a lot of woman to try to inhabit. Is it daunting to you vocally?
Yeah, that's quite a hard song to sing, actually, because it's, the Adele part, especially, she's, you know, it's actually very intimate, very, very tender and very intimate, and then very belty within the scope of the same song. So,
yeah,
but, you know, I kind of like, I do have balls of steel, and I just have, I commit. So I commit to the style and the genre of singing as much as to the feeling of it. That's all you can do. Because, you know, you can't, with these songs, you can't back away from them. So you have to kind of just go for it, jump off the cliff.
Sure. Lastly, Alan Cumming, we have a fan question. Bear in mind that you are on Georgia Public Broadcasting Radio right now. Of course, Georgia Public Broadcasting also has television where we air Masterpiece Mystery. And a viewer wants to know, do you get to see the Masterpiece Mystery programs before they air?
Well, no. You kind of just get a synopsis. I mean, the first year I did it, they sent me all the tapes. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to watch, like, you know, 6 hours of something just to do a 45-second introduction. I'll busk it. So basically, the answer is no, I don't. You know, I set the mood for you to enjoy something, and I feel it's like I'm a good host. I like hosting parties, and I like making people feel comfortable. So that's kind of what I feel my job is.
Actor and singer Alan Cumming speaking with my colleague Adam Ragusea. Alan is in Atlanta tonight to perform his cabaret-style show, Alan Cumming Sings Sappy Songs. The show starts at 8 at Atlanta's Symphony Hall. For a preview of that performance, visit gpbnews.org.